And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, the back page with Michael Carayannis.
MC, where do we start? There is so much to talk about.
Yeah, there is, Brandy. Let's cast our eyes back, I guess, to Friday night and South Sydney v. the Roosters. And, you know, South Sydney were poor again. You know, I don't know where Jason Demetriou goes to now in terms of the side. He made a change at halfback, made a change at hooker. But this is what he had to say after the game.
You know, the noise is there. It's there because we're not winning and we're not playing well. So the only way to quiet it down is to get focused, laser-focused, ruthless with our preparation and go after the performance next week. And each week, if we can do that, we'll improve and then we get it off our back and we get our season running again.
Why are you the right man for this moment, this club right now?
Oh, I think I've been with this group for a long time. I understand the group. I'm confident that we're on the same page and we're working together, and like I said, we just got to turn it around. Got no doubt I'm the man who can do that, but ultimately that's what I sit here and say is it makes no difference to what people are going to say. Well, the only thing that's going to make difference is get our training right, get our performance right next week, get some results on the board. That's all that's going to change it.
I wonder if their training has been right. Like I'm wondering if, and that happens with sides, so sometimes you don't get an inclination through the week. Your training's great. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you get to the game and it's not. I don't know what the situation is.
It sets up a huge game for Friday, right? Friday clash. It's always a bit spicy, but given where South Sydney are at, you know, after this game they play the Warriors and then the Sharks and then the Storm and the Panthers. So it's not an easy period for South Sydney. So if they don't win this one, you're unclear when their next win's going to come from.
Do you think Lachie Ilias comes back into the side? It wouldn't make any sense. Like if you're going to leave someone out, you generally, you know, don't bring him back the following week. But is there any chance of that happening?
I wouldn't think so, Randy. Like he was pretty good in reserve grade on Friday night, and like Dean Hawkins wasn't that great. But you know, does one week solve what you were looking for from the halfback? I'm not sure. Like that's, I just don't think that would be the play there, would it?
Probably not. And Dean Hawkins was, you know, playing halfback in a side that was well beat.
Yeah,
there's not much he could have done.
I would predict, Michael, come tomorrow, Teamless Tuesday, we're talking about the guillotine that has been used on halves this year. I think Tanner Boyd will be the next one. Geez, he got hammered by Viliami, and mistakes crept into his game, and he looked so out of sorts by the end of it. I think another halfback bites the dust come team list Tuesday there tomorrow. And speaking of the Titans, wow, like what a blow for them with their best player, Tino, now gone for the season.
And for Queensland.
Yeah. I heard you guys speaking about it before regarding, you know, who are the new wooden spoon favourites or who should be the wooden spoon favourites. And for mine, it's the Titans. You know, they were poor against the Dragons side who haven't shown much since. They lost a world beater by Canterbury who couldn't buy a point in the first couple of weeks. And their only shining light, really, their best player, world-class player, Tino Faasulamoa-Alawi, is now gone for the season. So huge blow for the Titans, and massive test now for Des Hasler in his first season in charge at the Gold Coast, because you know they'll get Jaden Campbell back, David Fifita will come back at some stage, but you know Tino's irreplaceable for anyone, let alone a side at the bottom of the ladder. So I think they will progress towards a wooden spoon, guys. They'd be my favourite right now. If you ask me right now, who do you tip for the rest of the season for wooden spoon, it'd be the Gold Coast Titans.
Well, let me ask you, Michael, who do you tip for the wooden spoon for the rest of the season?
Titans.
That's a good question, Bossy.
Just thought I'd ask.
Hard hitting question.
Rather leave it as if.
Sam Walker's very good.
Whoa. What about you two?
I don't know.
For wooden spoon?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's too early to change your tip. Did I have the Tigers? Did I have the Tigers spooners again? I might have.
I think you did. I have to go back and check.
Dragons. No, you got to stay. Don't stay committed. I mean, you know.
Okay, Roosters. Sam Walker, very good until he left the field. Sander Smith, excellent. Had a very good game. But what's the only a few days before they play Penrith Thursday?
Yeah.
So what's Sam Walker's What's the update?
Well, Sam Walker will play this week, despite being categorised a category two head knock from the independent doctor. The Roosters immediately disputed that. They went through the test in the dressing sheds and said, you know, there was no concern for Sam Walker for concussion. They obviously had some concerns with his neck and the way that sort of jarred, but he's pulled up fine from the neck issue, and they wrote to the NRL, and the NRL have agreed to shift that category to a category one, and because he passed his concussion test in the sheds, provided there's no further hiccup, he'll play for the Roosters this week against Penrith on Thursday night, which is obviously a massive in, because he was really good in that opening half, and you know, I thought it's probably his best performance of the season, Sam Walker. We saw this last year with Tom Trbojevic during Origin, I think, if you remember, Brandy, where the bunker said that he had suffered a concussion.
And, yes.
The Origin staff, New South Wales staff, were adamant that he had it, and they wrote to the NRL and argued their case. The NRL overturned that decision. So it has happened before, and you know, you got to back the medical staff that are hands-on with the players, no doubt.
Question for you on the text, Michael. This one from Smithy the Eel. Ask MC if he still thinks Parramatta can't make the eight. Yes or no?
Got to stick solid, boys, with what you did.
That's
in the
it, stick solid early. Okay. This one, Michael, the Dragons have conceded 84 points in the last two games. The players fell away in both games. Do you see Hunt and Lomax gone at the end of the season if they finish bottom four? Getting a bit ahead of ourselves, but if that was the case, hypothetically.
No to Ben Hunt, potentially to Zach Lomax. It's just because of Ben Hunt's age and what he's on next year and what the market would be for him if he wants to return to Queensland. The only option would be the Gold Coast, and they're not exactly going to be flying.
Hmm. Okay, well, you've answered the question. Now, Brandy touched on it on Leichhardt. Shane Richardson comments about Leichhardt Oval and what it offers, certainly from a corporate angle. Everywhere else, the donuts, the whippy, was spot on. There was no possums in the commentary box. That was good. That was my first game since the possum incident there a while back. So no animals of any kind I found in the boxes there. So not all bad.
Yeah, it's Shane Richardson, after the week that's gone on regarding the chatter around Leichhardt Oval, Shane Richardson's on the record saying, look, you know, there's a real possibility that they won't be at the club beyond this, at the venue beyond this season. He's going to do what's best for the bottom line, I guess. And if you're looking at the bottom line, well, there's no way that Leichhardt ranks in anywhere in good financial shape for anyone, because, you know, it's poor corporate facilities. They can't sell a lot of tickets, all this sort of stuff, right? So it looks like the days for Leichhardt Oval as a premier home base for the West Tigers is over. And it's interesting because, you know, Tigers fans have been very receptive to Shane Richardson, no doubt, and everything that they sort of said they've gone with. But this will go against the grain of the Tigers faithful. So it's going to be interesting to see what their feedback is like for this, knowing how much they all love playing at Leichhardt Oval.
Who makes it?
Will be interesting.
Yeah, so the club, but the fans, it's almost like we need to do a snap poll. Isn't it the fans who are the ones that should make that decision? Well, their say should be they don't control the bottom line, of course. So Shane Richardson's coming at it from the corporate. But surely the wishes of the fans, if they were to basically get it all, and you've got to be a football club member to have your say, or can it be all Tigers fans have their say on this one? Leichhardt, Campbelltown, do you stay? Do they have any games?
To have a genuine say, I think you should be a member of your football club. Membership doesn't always translate into a voice anyway. But, you know, the West Tigers have gone down this path before, right? And when they play at CommBank or they play elsewhere, it's just not the same. It's soulless for them. Their home is Leichhardt Oval. There's no doubt it needs some work. But the club has to do everything that it can to try and make that situation, that Leichhardt Oval, work, because I think it'll be a blow to the game. Definitely a blow to the West Tigers if they're not at Leichhardt for more than one or two games a season.
Yeah, So just so for those who don't see the corporate side of it, when you go to a ground of the modern stadium, there's corporate boxes everywhere and they can be on multiple levels. So there's a stack of potential for income. You go to Leichhardt Oval, Brandy, and there's down the northern end is where the main box is. So they don't even have prime posse. They have down the northern end. That's the long corporate area.
The lounge.
And then and then there's just a series of, I won't say dilapidated, but they aren't good. Like they're not creature comforts of the 21st century. Put it that way.
No, it's not up to scratch with modern stadiums.
So I understand that, and the fans who enjoy the ground, the atmosphere elsewhere, need to understand that that corporate facility that is offered there. It is, and it's not good.
Yeah, and the chances of getting any money there doesn't sound strong. The chances of getting any funding from government, local or state or federal doesn't sound like it's going to happen. So you've got what it is right now. Do you carry on with that right as it is? Do you just
so if it's
keep
not
rolling
the Latcham,
out four games?
If it's not the Latcham Robertson stand that got totally redeveloped, they would have to do something at the Keith Barnes stand end where, you know, it'd be like a smaller version of what Manly have at Brookvale, and it is absolute state-of-the-art what Manly put there, Michael. So let's do the vote, boys. Let's do the vote. Michael, do you think Leichhardt Oval should have matches still going forward, taking on board all the corporate things and that? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes, I love going there. I think it's an important fabric of the game, and we've seen the West Tigers, you know, flirt with this and Balmain before that, you know, the Sydney Tigers. You know, we've seen them do all this, you know, stretching back 30 years, and it just doesn't work. If they're not playing a lot of their games at Leichhardt Oval.
Well, I'm a yes, but it's the heart overruling the head. And I say that 100% honestly. It's my heart overruling head on that decision. Brandy, Leichhardt, yes or no?
I'm a yes, Andrew. Again, it's a heart. I know the financial decision would be, and the smarter decision would be to get out of Leichhardt, but I like watching games there.
Hey, MC Annopoulos, this is the last one for you on the way out. Do you see Lomax at the Eels to play in the centres until Gutho retires and then move to fullback? Obviously written into his contract. Black Stump Eel, really jumping ahead there. So Lomax to the Eels gets written in his contract, I will play fullback once Gutho retires.
No, I don't think there'll be anything written into his contract that guarantees the position he plays. And I don't think Zach Lomax is a world-class fullback. You know, he's done a good job on the wing, and we've seen glimpses of him at centre. They're his positions. Don't think he can make that jump to fullback, because really, if he could, he would have done it at the Dragons by now, who have churned through lots of fullbacks, and Zach Lomax made his debut where he was earmarked. And that's why he's on such a mega deal at Dragons. He was earmarked to play and be their long-term fullback, but it hasn't worked out like that. So no, I don't think Parramatta would be signing him as a potential fullback option or replacement for Clint Gutherson.
All right, you can leave the witness stand now, Mr. Carriano. Step down.
Thank you, guys. Chat to you later in the week.
Well done, MC.
You've answered the... Oh, no, hang on a second. There's a late question. Keep him there. True or false, Michael, have you put a hair toupee on and had a look at what you look like in the mirror? That's a bit personal.
That's a bit personal,
Nah. I know what it looks like.
Now you can leave. Thanks.
So you haven't tried a Wally Prigg? Haven't done the old rug, the Keith rug. Well done. Well done. Michael Carrianis from The Telegraph. All the breaking news on The Telegraph website during the day. Dan has the final say on the Tigers. He sure certainly has a say, a buy-in. He says the NRL and Campbelltown Council need to build a Bankwest at Campbelltown. He says it's the biggest growth area in Australia and it'll help combat AFL. West Tigers' future is Campbelltown, not Leichhardt, according to Dan on the text line, Brandy.
Yes. Vossi, we're here for Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers. You can call us right now on the Great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 1170 to be in the running for the Club Med Caller of the Year for your chance to win a trip to Bali worth almost 10 grand. Thanks for making the switch to Sydney's home of sport, SEN 1170 AM.